This is 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Welcome to a special episode of 1010 Thrive, the third in a five-part series about a man who remembered to give thanks. I am the One, Part 3. When the priest declared me unclean, and I was cast out of my hometown of Sychar, I was full of despair. I thought my leprosy was a death sentence. I lost track of time. As the years passed, I stopped getting word about my wife Talia and my son Manoah, and how they were doing. I would sometimes wander away from the other lepers and ask God to take my life. I had no hope that he would heal me, and so what was the point of continuing to live? And then when I had almost given up, we heard that Jesus, the rabbi from Nazareth, was coming to a border town in Galilee, less than a mile from our camp. There were many stories about this man. We heard that he was a teacher who taught about love and forgiveness. We heard that he was a miracle worker, feeding crowds of people, walking on water and turning water into wine. We heard that he was a healer, restoring sight to the blind, making the lame walk, and succeeding where physicians before him had failed. People learned that Jesus was staying at a house in Capernaum, and crowds flocked to the place to hear him preach, so much so that there was not room enough for everyone who wanted to enter.
You have heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that ye resist not evil.
Friend who was stricken with palsy. They wanted Jesus to heal him, but they had no way of getting him into the house. So they made a way in through the roof and lowered their friend down on his mat.
Son, thy sins be forgiven thee.
Why does this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only?
Why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise, and take up thy bed and walk?
Jesus looked at the man with compassion.
But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, I say unto thee, arise, and take up thy bed, and go thy way into thine house.
And immediately the man got up and picked up his mat and went out before all the people, including the scribes and Pharisees, so that they were all astonished, and they glorified and praised God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." Again, Jesus was in Capernaum, and he went into the synagogue. There just happened to be there that day a man who had the spirit of an unclean devil.
Let us alone! What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, Holy One of God.
Hold thy peace and come out of him.
The demonic spirit threw the man down in front of them all and left. The man collapsed in the arms of Jesus, but he was not hurt. And the people wondered who this was, who had the authority and power even to command unclean spirits. Again in Galilee, Jesus was teaching and preaching when a ruler of the synagogue approached him and begged the rabbi to come to his house, because his 12-year-old daughter, his only child, was dying. Jesus went with him, making his way through the pushing, jostling crowd.
Who touched my clothes?
Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou who touched me?
I have suffered an issue of blood for 12 years, and I knew if I could just touch thy clothes that I would be whole.
Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague.
These were the stories we heard about Jesus. And this man, this prophet, this miracle worker was coming to our part of Judea. Father, we are so grateful that no matter what ails us, whether some physical infirmity, whether some spiritual problem, no matter what the doctors say, you are the great physician and you desire for us to be whole. Increase our faith so that we will be willing to submit to your healing. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today. And be sure to tune in next time as we continue with part 4 of Ephraim's story in I Am the One.